Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday night. It is 11:30. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Dye. And boy, do I have a lot of talk to talk about because I haven't been around for a while. I have been dealing with mental and physical health issues that have kept me from hosting my show, and I just wanted to come on and say, mentally I'm doing really well, physically pretty well. I still have some issues, mostly seasonal. But since the last time I was on here, let's see, we've had Survivor Series, which NXT dominated. Not surprised. I really enjoyed the fact that NXT was completely dominant. Survivor Series. We have a new NXT Women's Champion as of last night in Rhea Ripley, the first ever woman to win NXT UK and NXT Women's titles. So congratulations to Rhea Ripley, who I think is the future of WWE at only 22 or 23 years old. She has probably the brightest future in the women's division. Also last night, Jungle Boy lasted 10 minutes. Which, against Chris Jericho, which Jericho said couldn't be done, but Jungle Boy did it. And that was a really fun match to watch. Back to Survivor Series. The fact that NXT dominated proves that NXT is the brand in WWE. That is the A show. And they, honestly, they should be treated as such. All of the advertising should go to NXT. You should have some of the bigger stars go to NXT on a more regular basis. And have some NXT superstars show up on, for example, Raw, which we had this past Monday, Deonna Purrazzo showed up and took on Asuka, and rumor has it that Chelsea Green will be showing up this coming Monday. Okay, actually, it's not a rumor. I read the spoiler. Chelsea Green will be showing up this Monday and taking on Charlotte. So, I think, leave SmackDown out of it. Just focus on NXT and USA, and Raw, since they're both on USA. Put those two brands not in competition, but let them have a working relationship. Let them swap back and forth. And like Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens wrestled for NXT at War Games. Have him go to NXT. And wrestle guys like Adam Cole, Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Killian Dane. Guys need that main roster rub. Guys that need something. Let them face each other and be the player coaches, so to speak, for the NXT brand. I think that would be beneficial to everybody involved, honestly. Now, another thing I want to discuss that has nothing to do with WWE. Nothing to do with AEW at the moment. Nothing to do with WWE at the moment. Is Killer Cross. Now, for those of you who don't know, Killer Cross has not worked for Impact Wrestling since Slammiversary. However, he has been under contract the entire time
until yesterday.
Oh, excuse me, I got heartburn real bad. He was under contract until yesterday to Impact Wrestling. They finally granted him his release. And now the million-dollar question is, where will Killer Cross end up? Will he end up in the independent team? And stay there? Will he end up going to the NWA? Will he end up going to AEW? Or will he follow his real-life girlfriend, Scarlett Bordeaux, and end up in NXT? Now, personally, I would like to see him in NXT. Although, seeing him in AEW or NWA would be alright, too, because I watch it all. I even watch MLW when I remember it's on. Because it's on a channel that I don't really frequent very often. So I tend to forget that it's on. And so I tend to miss it. But honestly, wherever Killer Cross ends up, I think he's going to be wildly successful. The man has, he has a look. He has talent.
He can talk. He has charisma for days. I mean, he's one of the most charismatic people I've ever seen. And he's got a promo style that I would compare it to Jake the Snake Roberts. He's very he's not, I won't say soft spoken, but he doesn't shout. He just talks. And it's very deliberate. Very matter of fact. And it's just, to me, he's one of the most captivating promo guys in the last 20 years. Every promo he cuts, it's, you want to hear it. And when he's done, you are drawn to whatever he's talking about. If he's talking about an event, you want to see it. If he's talking about an individual match, you want to see it. I've seen promos where I've seen, they weren't even promo. I've seen him do motivational Twitter videos. Not meant for me. Meant for other people. But they spoke to me. They motivated me. And, I mean, that takes talent. That takes a certain level of talent to be able to do that. And so I'm excited to see where Killer Cross goes. So I'm really looking forward to see where he ends up. But I also hope wherever he does end up, they know what to do with him so that they don't kill his momentum that he has gained. For his wrestling style, I can see him going to Japan. Now, you know, usually when I'm on here, I'm talking. Or lately, I've only been on here talking to my part-time co-host, Miss Callie. And since this match has already been announced, I can announce that on January 4th, which just happens to be my birthday, my 40th birthday. Now everybody knows how old I am. Miss Callie will be getting back in the ring for the first time in approximately 5 years, teaming with NWF Women's Revolution Champion Nikki Victory to take on Ella and Selena Dean at Hits Indoor Baseball Facility in Covington, Kentucky. And I'm sure we will be talking about that the next time she is on the show. And very possibly we'll have her opponents on the show. Although we will be talking about the December 28th show in Fairfield coming up before that, which is another show that I will be at. I can't wait to see. You will have legendary Larry D and Ryan Stone teaming up, and they will be taking on the NWF champion Joshua and Jay Donaldson. Now that will be one heck of a tag team match, because Larry D and Ryan Stone don't necessarily like each other, but they both want a shot at the NWF champion. So that will be a very interesting match. Now, if you're in the Lebanon, Ohio area this Saturday, my good friend Tim Lutz will be hosting the first half of what is a 2-show event. Tim Lutz presents Ascend Pro Wrestling at the Warren County Fairgrounds in Lebanon, Ohio. Doors open at 3, bell time is 4. And then LSC, Legends of the Squared Circle, will be presenting a show. Doors open, I believe, at 7 with an 8 p.m. bell time. That is going to be a full day of wrestling. I don't believe I'm going to be there, but you never know what happens. I may end up there somehow, some way. Now, I want to go back to WWE before my time runs out. I want to talk about Bray Wyatt, because everybody thought that Bray Wyatt was going to suffer the Hell in a Cell quote-unquote fiasco, and I have to say that Bray Wyatt didn't suffer a bit. As a matter of fact, I think he's more over now than he was then. And he is the Universal Champion now. So, I think what everybody thought turned out to be the exact opposite of what happened. Now, Seth Rollins suffered, but I think that was by design. I think, and I love the fact that Bray Wyatt has wrestled as both himself and the Fiend now, and has seemingly gotten both gimmicks over big time. Now, Seth Rollins, like I said, he suffered, but I think that was by design. I think the plan from Hell in a Cell has always been we're going to turn Seth Rollins heel. Let's screw over Bray Wyatt. And turn the fans against Seth Rollins. And it was a slow build to the heel turn, which really only took place about a week and a half ago, nearly 2 months after Hell in a Cell. So I really don't think anybody suffered from the Hell in a Cell thing. I think TV ratings may have suffered, but I don't think WWE cares too much about TV ratings, honestly. And I think they may have wanted to drag out the Seth Rollins heel turn a little longer. They may not have wanted to start it at Hell in a Cell, but, and they may not have even wanted to start it at the Raw after Survivor Series, but they really didn't have a choice. So I think they did what they did on purpose in a way, but they didn't want to make it obvious that that's what they were doing. And yes, I'm somebody that comes from within the business. I've been on the creative side. I've seen how some of the creative process works. I know how some people think when it comes to the creative process. And I don't really think that they wanted to turn Seth this early. I think around the Royal Rumble probably was their goal, but due to crowd reaction at Hell in a Cell and then at Sur and from then on, basically, they didn't feel like they had much of a choice but to switch him up. People probably saying, well, Roman Reigns got booed out of the building for years. Why didn't they ever pull the trigger on turning him heel? Roman Reigns is a totally different animal. Roman Reigns is seen as the next Hulk Hogan, the next John Cena. He's seen as the undeniable face of WWE. I mean, I just saw tonight where Fox is having him on their New Year's Eve celebration with Steve Harvey. I don't even know where it's at. I'm guessing it's in LA, but I just saw where Roman Reigns is going to be part of that celebration. So Roman Reigns is the undeniable face of WWE. And and WWE wants it that way. They've had the same issue with Hogan in the late 80s and early 90s. I remember that. They had the same issue with John Cena for years. Now they've got the issue with Reigns. And it's just eventually, I think it'll happen. It happened with Hogan. Never happened with Cena. Of course, it happened with Hogan in a totally different company. But then he came back to WWE as a heel. Never happened with Cena. But I think, especially if Reigns hangs around after Vince McMahon is no longer in power, I think it'll happen. And I saw an interview that Chris Van Vliet did with Ryback on the Chris Van Vliet Show. Shout out to Chris Van Vliet, who I think is an amazing podcaster, an amazing host, who I honestly would love to have on my show one day, and hopefully will. That's one of my goals for 2020. I saw a thing that said Ryback said he believes that sooner rather than later, especially with the XFL coming up, he believes Vince McMahon will sell WWE to Disney. And you know what? Kind of hard to disagree with that. Unfortunately, that will be the end of WWE as we know it. Because a big conglomerate like that is not going to care about a wrestling company. So, I'm about out of time. Thanks for listening to me ramble. Join me next Thursday, 1 week from tonight, where I will have an NWF superstar to talk about the fight after Christmas. Have a great night, everybody. Merry Christmas to all. And to all, good night.